WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Former Bryan High School band director Robert Tal, who was reassigned by central office administrators last month, has submitted his resignation. A district spokesman says Tal's last day is the final day of his contract on June 30th. Tal's forced transfer to a music instructor position at Mitchell Elementary resulted in the school board holding closed-door conversations with supporters of the former director. The band director and the music instructor's position are both posted as vacancies on the Bryan School District's website. A Saturday afternoon crash on Highway 6 north of the FM 2154 exit north of Navasota resulted in one death, another being hospitalized, and a baby escaping serious injury.
Apparently, the driver attempted to steer from a debris in the roadway, reported a partial tire blowout, went into the inside median, lost control, and ended up flipping onto 6.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a passenger in the pickup, 38-year-old Dietrich Junginger, was killed. The driver, 19-year-old Michaela Cruz, is in the hospital, and Morgan says a properly used child seat resulted in little if no injury to 6-month-old Granger Donaldson. All three are from the Bryan area. A Bryan woman has been arrested for driving with a suspended license 9 times in the last 16 months.
The latest arrest for 31-year-old Rebecca Urbano was Friday night when a Bryan policeman stopped her Suburban for having a brake light out. She spent just over 1 hour in jail before posting a $2,000 bond. A Saturday night hit-and-run crash at Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Leonard Road was reported by a tow truck driver who was following the suspect's pickup after the collision and also confronted the suspect. Bryan police caught up to the vehicles on Villa Maria near Forestwood. 28-year-old Maurice Anderson Jr. of Caldwell was still in jail yesterday after he was arrested for the hit and run, driving with an invalid license with previous convictions, and a warrant for a prior charge of possessing drug paraphernalia. Bryan police arrested 3 local men for vehicle burglaries in 2 East Bryan neighborhoods from 3 weeks ago. 19-year-olds Joshua Velasquez and Jeremy Futner and 20-year-old Joshua Foster are accused of break-ins in the Sienna and Sierra developments. According to the arrest report, officers were given a backpack containing property taken from vehicles parked on Venice Drive. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The City of Bryan Parks and Recreation Department is holding a public meeting Wednesday. Director Daryl Lovelett says they are looking for feedback on the new skate park in Williamson Park.
We're looking at a medium-sized skate park and hopefully get a lot of both skaters and bikers in there to give their input and, you know, other members of the public as far as what they'd like to see.
Lovelett says their consultant from Grindline Skate Parks will discuss the general features, including the design of restrooms and landscaping. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. in the City of Bryan Municipal Office Building in the basement training room. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news coming up at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Hospice Brazos Valley has served our community for over 25 years, impacting thousands of lives. We remain the only nonprofit hospice in the area. Dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family, Hospice Brazos Valley welcomes the invitation to serve. Family, friends, physicians, hospitals, anyone can make a referral. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Good morning, it's 6:09. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting. Just south of College Station, go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
For today, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, high temperature this afternoon, low 90s, and just some scattered clouds around tonight, low temperature mid-70s. We'll introduce a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm on Tuesday with, again, a mix of clouds and sun, high temperature, low 90s. It'll be fair at night, 72 to 76. Wednesday, partly sunny, a bit over 90, with an afternoon shower or thunderstorm possible. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sport here in your sport. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a minute with Nick Banks and Ryan Hendricks from the A&M baseball program trying to make the USA baseball team. We'll highlight the U.S. Open plus a whole lot more from the Rangers and Stros coming up in sports. We'll do it for you at about 6:50-ish.
Got a 30% chance of rain on Wednesday and Thursday, and that's it. Yesterday was such a such a strange day. I mean, the humidity was, for it not precipitating, about as heavy as I can remember. But it wasn't that hot. It's just, it was muggy.
Uh-huh.
That's it, muggy.
That'd be it. Got a nice little shower there for a bit.
I didn't.
It was pretty widespread.
No. And I had a project that I wanted to do outside at about 2 o'clock. I went, you know, I haven't done that yet, and that's just going to have to wait. There's no reason to be doing anything like that outside.
I completed every project I was going to do at the pool for Father's Day.
Yes, yeah, all right, so there, exactly.
I did everything I'd set out to do yesterday.
Yeah, you got that done, so that's good. And it's good that this is the day after Father's Day and not Mother's Day, because we have the story of the out-of-work mom of four in England. Allegedly stopped feeding her kids because she needed the money for breast implants.
Wow!
Just saying. Officials say the unemployed Nacia Gibson getting welfare money to feed and clothe her youngins, but she allegedly saved that cash until she had enough to fly to Poland for the $7,000 augmentation.
Good night.
For her 38D bust. Surgery was botched. Now she wants taxpayers to fork over another $8,000 for the new surgery. She's currently waiting to see if the government approves that request. My thought is that people are going to be watching now, if they weren't before. How do you fill that form out? You know what I'm saying? In good conscience, how do you fill that form out after you have it?
I don't know that conscience plays into this.
Well, it could.
All.
Well, yeah, that could well be. And the Tennessee Highway Patrol officer who was arrested on Friday after being accused of buying drugs while on duty.
Oh.
Trooper Mark Williams been under investigation since early this year, and agents of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation say they witnessed him buying hydrocodone from an alleged drug dealer while in uniform and on duty. Been charged with delivery of a Schedule II controlled substance and possession of a weapon during a dangerous felony. Yeah, even though it was his sidearm. Bond set at $10,000.
Man, even without the augmentation, we've got stories of two huge boobs this morning.
Start a Monday right there,
my God. Yes. Hey.
We got a lot of information.
You don't pay for that kind of humor.
No, sir.
Yeah.
No, sir.
It's free, homegrown.
Yeah. Burning your eardrums at 10,000 watts. Yeah.
She not homegrown, no. You're going to find it's worth your while to
spend this time with us. It's going to be a good time. Was it 38D to start, or did it finish like that? I mean, that's important.
Well, apparently not. It was broken.
Summer's here,
yeah?
And your area Rattlers stores have some cool specials all month long. Stop into your nearest Rattlers and cool off any time of day with a 32-ounce Powerade or a 22-ounce Gatorade, two for only $2.50 with your registered Rattlers reward card. And make sure to pick up a healthy snack of big sunflower seeds on the floor stand, two 5.35-ounce bags for only $3.33. Had a hard, hot day on the job? Then stop into Rattlers after work and take home a 24-pack of beer from the fine family of beers from Bud, Miller, and Coors, only $20.99. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's Monday. It's June the 22nd, day 173. Got 192 of them to go. And it's stupid guy thing day.
Oh, you got to be more specific
than
that.
Well, we've all celebrated, even if today wasn't the day. Baby Boomers Recognition Day. Oh, yeah, we know. We are boomers. It's Chocolate Eclair Day. Celebrate as you wish. It's also Onion Rings Day.
Depends on who makes them.
Well, exactly right. Because Funyuns are not onion rings.
No.
Okay, that's an extruded snack. But really worse than that are those fast food places who buy the onions that have been chopped up and then formed into a ring. And then they cook them some magic way.
It's called frying.
Yeah, okay. And you know, they just look like giant calamari rings, really.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
All right. And it's Global Smurfs Day, in case you need to be. All right. Okay, birthday.
Joe Dempsey from Soap Opera with Swords is 28. Donald Faison is 41 from Scrubs. No idea on that one. Sorry. Oh, I never watched that show.
Yeah, he was also in Clueless.
Okay. It's a funny show. Scrubs is a funny show.
Yeah, he's Turk from Scrubs.
Yeah, just
okay.
Yeah,
yeah. Carson Daly's 42.
Okay.
Yay. Yeah. Mary Lynn Radscombe is 44 from 24. Kurt Warner didn't get the job for Green Bay. Ended up winning the Super Bowl, though, for St. Louis. He's 44. Amy Brenneman is 41 from Private Practice.
No, 51.
51, sorry.
I know she'd like to be 41, but she's 51.
She's in Private Practice. Dan Brown's written a couple books.
Yeah, he's made a shekel or two.
Yeah.
Da Vinci Code, in case you don't
know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Angels and Demons. He's 51. Aaron Brockovich, the real one, not...
Oh, yeah.
The actress is 55. Tracy Pollan is 55. Michael J. Fox's girlfriend in Family Ties and now real-life wife. Bruce Campbell, 57 from Burn Notice. Cyndi Lauper, 62. Meryl Streep
is... Who's kind of had a resurgence because this Kinky Boots thing on Broadway, mm-hmm. making her a ton of money.
Yeah.
Oh. Ton of money. Yeah, really is.
Meryl Streep is 66, the same age as Lindsay Wagner, the bionic woman.
Oh, wow.
David L. Lander. Squiggy from Laverne and Shirley, 68. He's a scout for the Seattle Mariners now.
All right.
And Chris Kristofferson.
He's at the baseball game. Does somebody go, Archie? Yeah, I am. Okay. Because he probably doesn't comb his hair the same way. Had that little spit curl up there. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Chris Kristofferson is 79.
That's it?
That's it.
Todd Rundgren. We may have to bang a drum all day for that. Huh?
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the administration is knowingly putting Americans in harm's way. Why? By releasing thousands of criminal aliens back into the streets. According to ICE, 121 convicted criminals who were supposed to be deported by the Obama administration, but never were. They weren't removed from the country, while they later went on to face murder charges. And overall, 65,000 criminal aliens charged with rape and murder charges. Guess what? They've been released back into our communities. And amazingly enough, not one. The Obama administration, and amazingly enough, not one Obama administration official has been held accountable for putting you at risk. Unbelievable.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Join the College Station New Lions Club for the annual I Love America 4th of July celebration hosted at the George Bush Library on July 4th. The museum will be open for free from 9:30 a.m. to 8:15 p.m. Live entertainment, concessions, and games for children begin at 6 p.m. The evening will culminate with a spectacular fireworks display and concert by the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. Come early and bring lawn chairs, picnic baskets, and blankets. For parking information and more, visit bush41.org.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Health insurer Cigna has rejected a $47 billion offer to be acquired by its larger rival, Anthem, saying the terms of the bid are inadequate and woefully skewed in favor of Anthem shareholders. Cigna's sharply worded rejection came after Anthem went public with its cash and stock offer, which amounts to about $184 for each Cigna share, or about an 18% premium on Cigna's closing stock price on Friday. The Obama administration has proposed tough new standards to improve fuel efficiency and reduce carbon dioxide pollution from trucks and vans. The new rules are designed to slash heat-trapping carbon emissions by 24% by 2027. Medium and heavy-duty vehicles account for about 20% of greenhouse gas emissions and oil use in the transportation sector. There's only one major economic report on tap today, reading on home sales. On Wall Street, futures pointing to strong gains after stocks closed lower on Friday. The Dow dropped 100. And that's your money now.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for a risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-921-3501. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. Hurry, this limited-time 100% risk-free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-921-3501. That's 1-800-921-3501.
It's the year-end sale kind of deal that's going on at Amish Furniture for Generations. Tables and chairs, it's their floor models. Getting them out of there because Kent wants to make room for the new items that are going to be arriving soon. So June always means an opportunity for you to find up to 30% off on the prices because these items are marked to move. The tables and chairs floor model sale. And, you know, quite often we talk about how buying furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations is a different kind of experience because you actually learn more about why the wood is cut the way that it is, why the piece is assembled the way that it is, and how it really will become an heirloom. It can transform furniture right there today into heirlooms that will last for generations to come. And also remember that generally these items, of course, during the floor model sale, that's not the case because you actually take the items out with you. But generally, you wait because the furniture is going to be manufactured. But there are accent pieces that are also always available at Amish Furniture for Generations. But the bottom line is this is June, and June means tables and chairs up to 30% off. At Amish Furniture for Generations, they're on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Shopping Center. Everyone wants more information, you give them a call at 260-5050, Amish Furniture and Furniture for Generations.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779 3928 Twin City Coffee Service.
My guess is upon hearing this, you're going to have a fairly visceral reaction. So forewarned is forearmed. Now, this sounds either like a very expensive, certainly very disgusting, and in my opinion, very brilliant marketing ploy. But it's a fur coat. But not any fur coat, mind you. A company in England, it's actually a milk company, they did it to remind men to be manly, made a coat 100% with male chest hair. Yes, you heard me. The coat is not mink or chinchilla. It's made with man fur. It's all part of this giant marketing campaign, which has obviously worked. They didn't publish the name of the company, so that part didn't work. But we're still talking about a milk company somewhere in England because they made a coat out of chest hair. There is no word on how many men were actually balded to make this coat happen, but they say it took about 200 hours to put together, and they're selling it for almost $4,000. I got nothing after that. I just wanted to tell you a story about a coat made of man hair. I'm Kevin O'Connor, and that's my commentary.
How long is your summer chores list? Fence line, road repair, brush removal? Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has just what you need to take on the toughest jobs. John Deere 3E tractors. These workhorses come with 0% financing for 84 months and include a 5-year power guard protection plan. That's John Deere performance and protection you can trust. And the payments aren't bad either. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends August 4th, 2015, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See dealer for details. Exclusions and limitations apply.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
Good morning at 626, the Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Kind of getting into that pattern. Good thing is that the high end of that pattern is not as hot as it's going to get before the summer's over, I'm sure. 91 or so for the high temperature all week long, and our low temperatures will be in the middle 70s. Winds out of the south will have a slight chance of showers coming into the forecast on Wednesday, and then again on Thursday, then it's out for the weekend. That's how we stand right now anyway. Winds are out of the south at 6, 94% relative humidity, and we've got 77 out there.
It's 3 a.m.
Honey, you wake up.
You're not feeling well. Not sure where to go? Know that St. Joseph's ER at South College Station is just minutes away. With life-saving treatment and specialized ER doctors, St. Joseph Emergency is part of the quality care available at South College Station. In a medical emergency, call 911. St. Joseph. Expert care. Closer to home.
Does your employer need a good reason to fire you? Or can they fire you for no reason at all? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
We've been hearing a lot about Uber lately, so we decided to get out there and talk to some actual Uber partners.
Is signing up to drive with Uber really hard?
It was simple and easy.
So if you have a phone, you can just sign up and earn money?
You just open the app whenever you feel like driving.
Sign up, drive, and you make some money.
Are the hours good?
I work less hours and I make more money.
Okay, this all sounds pretty great. What do you think I should do?
You need to sign up for Uber.
You can make serious life-changing money when you drive with Uber. Get started today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
The following is what happens when you make the switch to Pennzoil full synthetic motor oils.
Hennessy Performance made the switch and broke the land speed record. Sonic boom, anyone?
Dodge switched to Pennzoil full synthetics and created the world's most powerful muscle car.
Ooh, Hellcat.
And this is what happened when Team Penske made the switch in their Indy cars.
And we have a new champion.
Make the switch to Pennzoil synthetics at your local 7-Eleven.
As an employee, you do have rights in the workplace, but not as many as you may think.
The thing that most people don't understand is that the Constitution and Bill of Rights only apply to the government. They don't apply to private corporations.
Employment rights attorney Lewis Maltby, author of the book, Can They Do That?
The government can't punish you for expressing your political opinions, but your boss can. If your boss sees a letter to the editor that you wrote that he doesn't like, he sees a bumper sticker on your car he doesn't like, he could fire you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
It's quite common for workers to believe they have all kinds of rights in the workplace, like the right to privacy. But Lewis says it just doesn't exist.
We know that 94% of all employers are conducting some sort of electronic monitoring, most commonly reading emails, and there are virtually no employers that make any attempt to avoid reading your personal email.
Lewis says your boss cannot discriminate against you or ask you to do anything illegal. But other than that, the law is pretty quiet. But let's keep things in perspective, too.
There are not a great deal of people that have been fired because their boss didn't like their bumper sticker. On the other hand, it's not at all uncommon for somebody to be venting about their boss on their blog and have their boss find out about it and fire them. That happens quite frequently.
It's SomethingYouShouldKnow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the spring with the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder, complete with a $300 factory rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $12,195 or 10% down and payments of only $162 per month. Normandy Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade-in could be your down payment. Normandy Tractor voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
WTAW News Time at 6:30. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. This Wednesday, the City of Bryan Parks and Recreation Department is holding a public meeting about the design of the new skate park at Williamson Park. Director Daryl Lovelett says they want feedback not only from the skaters and bikers about the design, but also other community members.
Not only will we design the skate park, we are planning on improving some of the amenities in that park also, restroom building, landscaping, lighting, etc.
Lovelett says they will highlight new skate park features that were previously discussed and take feedback on features needed in a new design of the 12 to 14,000 square foot footprint. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. in the City of Bryan Municipal Office Building in the basement training room. The forced reassignment of the Bryan High School band director has led to his resignation. Robert Tell was removed as director 6 weeks ago before the school year ended and was transferred to Mitchell Elementary as the music instructor. A district spokesman says Tell's contract ends June 30th. Applications are being accepted for both positions, according to the district's website employment page. That's among 9 fine arts vacancies in Bryan ISD. The district is also hiring a new band director at Davila Middle School and a theater director at Rudder High School. 3 people from the Bryan area were involved in a rollover crash Saturday afternoon on Highway 6 north of the FM 2154 exit north of Navasota. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a passenger in the pickup, 6-month-old Granger Donaldson, escaped serious injury.
And the 6-month baby was in the child seat and properly, you know, not only having a child seat, but apparently they had it properly secured. You know, because of that, I'd say if any injuries at all, appear to be minor on the 6-month.
Another passenger, 38-year-old Diedrich Junginger, was killed. The driver, 19-year-old Michaela Cruz, was hospitalized. Morgan says investigators were told Cruz was driving a pickup when she swerved in an attempt to avoid hitting debris and a tire blew, causing the truck to roll. Bryan police hearing gunfire Friday morning led to 2 arrests.
2 officers were north of the municipal golf course looking for suspects from a Crime Stoppers tip when they heard 1 gunshot. According to the arrest report, the suspect's car was pulled over in the parking lot of St. Michael's Episcopal School. After seeing an open can of beer and a nearly empty pint bottle of cognac, the car was searched. Officers found a KFC bag containing a 9mm handgun. 51-year-old Kevin Powell of Bryan was arrested for possessing the gun as a convicted felon. Driver of the car, 24-year-old Tammy Sanders, was arrested for driving with an invalid license with prior convictions and on warrants from 6 other cases, 5 of them for driving offenses and the other for misdemeanor theft. Saturday, during the noon hour, a Bryan policeman shattered the driver's side window of an SUV in an attempt to keep the driver from pulling away. This is after officers responded to a civil dispute on Cole Street, south of Federal Park. According to the arrest report, a 2-year-old was in the SUV as the driver took off. He stopped 5 blocks later at Waco and Dansby. 27-year-old Marcus Wilson was arrested for DWI with an underage passenger, driving with an invalid license with prior convictions, and evading and resisting arrest. Also from Bryan Police comes word of 3 arrests from vehicle burglaries 3 weeks ago in the Sierra and Siena development. That's east of the freeway between Old Reliance and FM 1179. 20-year-old Joshua Foster and 19-year-olds Jeremy Funtner and Joshua Velasquez all spent less than 2 hours in jail before being released on bond. According to the arrest report, officers received statements from witnesses who confronted the men, and investigators used surveillance video that led to Foster handing over a backpack containing stolen property. Bryan Police Department's neighborhood enforcement teams have been working on recent cases of graffiti and criminal mischief that include someone shooting out vehicle windows with a BB or pellet gun Thursday at five locations in an area bordered by the South City Limits, Briarcrest, Texas, and the freeway. Losses to each victim range from $200 to $500. Four more incidents in other parts of town were reported on Friday. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Weekend flooding in the Dallas-Fort Worth area led to the arrest of a woman after she was rescued from high water.
Grapevine police say the 50-year-old motorist was driving her Honda on Grapevine Mills Boulevard when she cut through a field to get to FM 2499 and right into high water. FM 2499 has been shut down. She climbed to the roof. An official sent in a dump truck to rescue her. They had to leave her car behind because of the high water. After she was rescued, she was charged with disobeying warning signs and barricades. That's a Class B misdemeanor. John Pendolino, TSN News.
Authorities are still looking for the source of an oil seepage that has forced the closure of about 200 yards of beach on the Bolivar Peninsula near Galveston. Officials have no reports of wildlife being harmed. The seepage was discovered on Friday, and since then a trench was dug and has collected about 100 gallons of oil. Samples have been taken to compare it to nearby oil and gas facilities, some of which date back to the 1970s. WTAW News Time, it's going to be 6:36, 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news at 7 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Hot weather's coming, and for some, being without air conditioning can be a life-threatening experience. That's why Malik has joined with the Salvation Army for a summer box fan giveaway. Malik's kicked it off with a donation of 100 box fans. You can help too. Drop off any donations made out to the Salvation Army at the Malik office, 10464 State Highway 30 in College Station during business hours, or call Malik at 776-2222 for more details. Helping to provide comfort for those in need. Part of the Malik difference. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Man, if you're responsible for the haircuts in your family, your sons, maybe even your fathers or grandfathers, there's one barbershop that will make everyone happy. Just go to Sonny's. Sonny's is Aggieland's traditional barbershop with the tradition of giving great haircuts in an environment appropriate and comfortable for men of any age. No one knows hair like the pros at Sonny's, and no barbershop supports your family values like Sonny's. Become a part of the Sonny's tradition to get everything you're looking for in a barbershop. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria across from McDonald's.
Every driver has met that guy. You know, the guy who cuts people off and doesn't care what anyone else thinks. That guy who refuses to come to a complete stop at a stop sign because he always comes first. If you've never met that guy, think about it. Maybe it's because you are that guy.
Aggressive drivers, they aren't just rude, they can be deadly. Be safe, drive smart. This message sponsored by TxDOT.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Coulter Marriott of Marriott Homes. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization and style. Allow us a chance to shoulder your anxiety and create a home as comfortable and exciting to you and your family. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Good morning, it's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to NormaGTractor.com.
For today, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, high temperature this afternoon, low 90s, and just some scattered clouds around tonight, low temperature mid-70s. We'll introduce a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm on Tuesday with, again, a mix of clouds and sun, high temperature, low 90s. It'll be fair at night, 72 to 76. Wednesday, partly sunny, a bit over 90, with an afternoon shower or thunderstorm possible. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with a pair of Aggie baseball players trying to make the USA baseball squad, a pair of Aggie women trying to become the NCAA Women of the Year, and everybody else that's a golfer hated the U.S. Open, but Jordan Spieth's pretty happy about it. He's from Texas, you know. We'll have more on that coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 11 minutes.
The wrong school in Texas, well, but yeah. Texas nonetheless. Yeah, you know, I tell you, I enjoyed watching them struggle.
Well, did you now?
You can't yell in their backswing, okay? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not right. That's not the thing to do. And I understand that that's part of it. Now, I got to say, I gave up golf a long time ago because I don't have the temperament for it. But but if you are asking a professional to be able to do what they do in lots of different formats, then this is great proof on it. And all they want to do is grouse. All they want to do, you know what? You don't have to play in the U.S. Open if you don't want to. If you don't want to do that, then that's fine. And it's a different kind of challenge. And, you know, I was talking to Clip Howard over the weekend. Most importantly, this is the kind of golf course a lot of people have to play on, okay?
Yep.
Munis have greens that look like that.
Yep.
You know?
I've played a couple.
You can't. It looks like a links course even when it's not supposed to.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, if they got to go out there and do that, then you know, just quit grousing, take your money and go. Get on your Learjet and head off to the next little thing you're going to do. All right, let's see here. I will do Texas politics in a minute. The president continues to chide Congress for not tackling the gun violence issue in an interview on WTF with Mark Maron, or Maron. Unfortunately, the grip of the NRA on Congress is extremely strong, the president said. I don't foresee any legislative action being taken in this Congress, and I don't foresee any real action being taken until the American public feels a sufficient sense of urgency. And they say to themselves, this is not normal, this is something that we can change, and we're going to change it. That's right, Mr. President, because when you outlaw guns, only outlaws will have guns. Okay? You think that's going to make them go away? You know, these are really old arguments. There's nothing new to be said here.
No, there really isn't.
Well, the best billboard ever is the one that says Cain killed Abel with a rock.
Yeah.
It's not a rock problem. It's a heart problem.
Yeah. Did you see that 12 people were shot in Detroit at a basketball court?
No.
Oh, you didn't hear about that.
Well,
I'm
shocked there was a gun involved.
Yeah, one killed, 11 injured. Yes, two black males were the assailants. I don't know what the racial profile of the people who were playing basketball in downtown Detroit was, but we just didn't hear much about that, did we?
No, sir.
Just saying. Okay. The bottom line is one of the things that is going to happen is that the battle flag of the Confederacy is probably going to be taken down from in front of the South Carolina State House, and that's probably okay. I mean, it'll still be around, but I can see that might be one of the ramifications that comes from this. Donna Edwards is a Maryland Democrat congresswoman. She was on Fox News yesterday, and she tried to put together the Emmanuel AME church shooting and Baltimore and Ferguson, tried to put them all together. And, you know, they're really very, 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 very different things. I understand they're all about race, but the circumstances are completely different. Anyway, apparently I didn't see it, but a guy told me about Channel 13 in Houston on Saturday, they had an interview with a pastor of a predominantly black church who packs during the ceremony, during his sermon. He said, we have armed guards at the church, and we will close the doors, and we want you to feel safe inside. And if there's any disruption, it will be dealt with quickly. Okay.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Church is a building. It's up to the members inside to decide how to
yeah.
I don't have
worship.
A problem in the world with that.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. One of the interesting things that we'll wait to hear is from Tim Scott. Tim Scott is one. He's the Republican, one of two Republicans who are senators from South Carolina. He's one of two black Senate members. He has promised to be prominent in the conversation about race relations. He said, my voice will be clear. My position will be stated. I'm not going to make any breaking news here. I made the commitment to wait until after the funerals to start the debate, and I'm going to honor that commitment. When asked about the Confederate flag in his state, he said, well, there's no doubt that South Carolina has a rich and provocative history, and that flag is part of the history. And for some, that flag represents that history, and for so many others, it represents a pain and oppression. So I'm thinking that they're pretty much laying the groundwork for that happening. The Rush update today is fascinating. They, and it's from the gist of what he said in his show on Friday, all these Democrats racing to talk about how wonderful the Pope's message was, having to do with
of course they did.
Climate change and all those things that he talked about. Well, you know, he talked about other stuff too, like choice, you know, that choice issue, whether or not the unborn child has rights and all that.
Oh, now don't you go down that road.
Exactly
right.
That's going to make those some.
There's no way he talked about it. I didn't see it in the news at all.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I think Rush calls it Pope a dope. So he pretty much sucker punched all the liberals who decided that everything that the pontiff says is just exactly right.
That's why
they
stand
by it.
That's why he is the all-powerful Maharishi.
That's it, yeah. Let's see. According to three so-called second-tier Republican presidential candidates, all gaining traction according to an NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, Ben Carson, Carly Fiorina, and Mike Huckabee, all faring better in the minds of many GOP primary voters. Fiorina now has 31% of Republicans saying they would support her.
Matters not.
Yeah, it doesn't. Carson now has a 50% approval. Now, let's get to Texas, all right? The UT Texas Tribune poll shows Ted Cruz with 20%, Rick Perry with 12%. Yeah, that'd be an 8-point difference. Then comes Scott Walker, 2 points behind Perry. And Marco Rubio, 4 points behind Perry. Perry was on Fox News Sunday yesterday. He's running 11th right now.
Ouch.
He has 3% in Iowa. So we'll see how all that goes. I mean, he has some great answers and all that, and we've said he brings a different kind of pedigree in there. I'm just not sure if people are going to give him a chance to talk about
it. He's much more slickerer now than he was.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. U.S. Supreme Court still has 11 cases to rule on before the end of the month, but two of the biggies could come down today.
Oh, today?
Today. One is the challenge for by gay couples in states banning same-sex marriage. The other is the conservative challenge to subsidies provided under the Affordable Care Act. Now, a little bit of bad news there. A new report from the Congressional Number Crunchers, the Congressional Budget Office, has found that the plan to repeal the Obama health law would increase the deficit $137 billion over 10 years. So that means the Republicans are going to have to find $137 billion in offsets to make sure that that's a neutral thing.
Pick me.
Yeah.
I'll find them.
I know. What's interesting is they use what's called dynamic scoring, which is complicated, but the bottom line is what it does is it takes into account economic activity that's going to happen because of policy changes that happen. That's how we get dynamic scoring. If they didn't use dynamic scoring, the number would have been $353 billion instead of $137 billion. So the publicans got some splaining to do. They're either going to have to back away from what they're saying or they're going to have to find $137 billion in offsets if they're going to come up with a new plan, because that's what it will cost if Obamacare goes away.
Print it.
What?
We'll just print the money. It's not a problem.
Yeah, we've done it before.
Sure,
we can do it again.
Baylor Scott & White Health offers health care built around you. Our 5 locations in Bryan College Station make it easy for you and your family to find health care that's close to home. Each of our clinics is backed by the Baylor Scott & White name, and connects you to the expertise of our specialists at Scott & White Hospital in College Station. From our 5 clinic locations to our hours and services, that's healthcare designed for you and your family. Visit bswdocs.com to find a location near you.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Summers are always brutal to our landscapes, our gardens, and to the gardeners who tend them. Well, how do you survive the summer? I'm going to have some important details. I'll be back with them right after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. Horticulturists have repeated the words water deeply so often that we mumble them in our sleep during the summertime. It's especially critical with new plants that were set out within the last couple of years. Their roots are still primarily in their original soil balls, and water needs to be delivered directly to them, not by a sprinkler, but by the hose filling a basin surrounding each plant. If the plants were healthy when you bought them, there's a little chance, not much, that the fault is with the nursery that supplied those plants. They've probably gotten too dry at least one time. It happens every summer. Water to save them if it's too late. It's probably better to accept the loss and plan on fall replacements. We've all been down that familiar path. I know I have. Even established trees and shrubs will show stress during the summertime, and again, you want to water deeply. Fast-growing trees seem especially prone to it, so you need to be very careful, and you'll see them dropping a lot of leaves, especially large-leaf trees. They'll drop their leaves starting in midsummer, and it'll progress all the way until autumn. Your best solution in watering established trees and large shrubs is by laying soaker hoses around them out near the drip lines, the outer reaches of their foliar canopies. Let the hoses trickle slowly and soak the soil deeply. Move them by a couple of feet every few hours until the ground has been moistened to 6 or 12 inches. Smaller shrubs and ground covers are probably more easily and uniformly watered with sprinklers. If you're using a hose-end sprinkler, adjust it to water a small space and then let it run slowly for several hours. You'll use less water, and the small plants that need it the most will be getting it. Relative to lawn grasses, in summertime, your goal may be just to keep the grass alive if you have a prolonged drought. If you're in a normal summertime in Texas, whatever that might be, you want to keep the lawn looking good, but don't feel like you have to look like a golf green for the PGA Tour. It doesn't have to be like that. St. Augustine is especially vulnerable to drought. That's one that doesn't come back very well if you let it get too dry. Bermuda and, of course, buffalo grass will bounce back. Common Bermuda may be the most drought-tolerant, durable grass we have. It trumps buffalo grass. It will crowd out buffalo grass in a home lawn, so it's really your default if drought is an issue ongoing in your area. Annual color in the summer is probably the first thing I would sacrifice because it can always be replaced. The permanent things are the ones you want to protect. And finally, what do you do with roses in the summer? Well, sure, they look bad, and sometime in early August, you want to trim them back by about one-third, each cut right above a bud that faces out from the center of the plant. You'll get nice fall blooms. Bed edgings for the ages in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Honey, Ed, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Texas A&M Rising Juniors Nick Banks and Ryan Hendricks are two of 29 players who will look to make the USA Baseball Collegiate National Team's 24-man roster as the duo joined the training camp in North Carolina Friday. After the final 24-man roster is announced on the 24th, the team will embark on a 12-game slate that includes games against Chinese Taipei and Cuba with a pair at the American Baseball Festival. NCAA member colleges and universities have nominated 480 female student-athletes, the most ever in the history of the program, for the 2015 NCAA Woman of the Year Award. A&M has two nominees with All-American selections from Olivia Opone, track and field, and Shea Grooms from the soccer team. Highlighted by marquee home dates at Reed Arena against a trio of teams from Power 5 conferences, the A&M men's basketball program revealed their 2015-16 non-conference schedule Friday. After an exhibition contest at Reed, the Aggies will officially christen the new campaign Friday, November the 13th, when USC Upstate comes to College Station. The season-opening four-game homestand continues with contests against Southern Louisiana, then A&M Corpus Christi, and UNC Asheville. Texas A&M Athletic Department and Texas A&M Letterman's Association will host a celebration of John David Crow's life that will happen tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Reed Arena. Crow, the A&M Distinguished Alumnus and 1957 Heisman Trophy winner, passed away late Wednesday. On out of golf in the PGA, Jordan Spieth birdied the final hole to win the U.S. Open at Chambers Bay by one stroke over Dustin Johnson and Louis Oosthuizen.
Jordan Spieth has won the first two majors of the year.
The 21-year-old Longhorn closed with a 1-under-69 for a 5-under total 2 months after winning the Masters. Johnson three-putted for a par on the 18th to fall into a tie with Oosthuizen, who followed back-to-back 66s with a 3-under-67. Spieth thanked his dad on Father's Day.
To win this tournament on Father's Day, I just hope my dad's proud of me, and he's the one who got me started playing the game. He's the reason that I'm here right now, my entire family. So, Dad, this one was definitely for you today. This trophy's for you, and this will be a day we'll never forget.
On now to Major League Baseball, where the Rangers fell to the Sox, but it took 11 innings to do it.
Pitch to Gordon, a high fly to left. Is it well? Going back to the track, along the fence, jumps, home run! Sox win! Sox win on a Beckham home run!
Gordon Beckham led off the bottom of the 11th inning with a homer as the Chicago White Sox beat Texas 3-2. The White Sox have won two straight after losing a season-high 8 in a row. Rangers have the night off. They'll get back to work in Arlington against the A's tomorrow night at 7:10. The Astros just keep killing the ball.
The 1-0 pitch, and that ball is hammered right field, and there it goes! 1-0 fastball, and Rasmus tattoos it to right field. A two-run shot with two outs. Puts the Astros up 5-2.
Kobe Rasmus and George Springer each homered to lead the Houston Astros over the Mariners 6-2. Houston rookie starter Vincent Vasquez permitted only two hits in 3 1/3 innings. Houston heads to L.A. for the Angels. Pregame set at 8:40 with a first pitch at 9:10. That game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. The College World Series from Omaha cranks up tonight. Defending champs Vandy will start Carson Fulmer against Virginia's Connor Jones. Fulmer comes into the contest with a 13-2 record, while Jones is 7-2. It's a best-of-three series. The St. Louis Cardinals pitcher and Aggie standout Michael Wacha was hit hard in his bid to become the major's third 10-game winner. Wacha was tagged for 5 runs and 8 hits in just 5 innings of the work as the Redbirds absorbed a 9-2 thumping by Philadelphia. And finally, Quinn Pesca, who was honored during Texas A&M women's soccer team's first SEC game last September, has passed away. The 9-year-old passed away in her hometown of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, after being adopted by the Aggie soccer team. She passed away surrounded by family after a courageous battle with cancer. And that has been Look at Your Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M University Construction Science Department to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M's Construction Science Department uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings.